With Montana news, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana Governor Steve Bullock declared a state of emergency Thursday due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports while there are still no positive cases in the state, the governor says the order is necessary to prepare.
After forming a coronavirus task force last week, Bullock says he's furthering the state's efforts to prepare for the first cases of COVID-19 in the state by issuing an executive order declaring a state of emergency.
By doing so, I will have the ability to further direct a coordinated response to COVID-19 and to mobilize all resources necessary and to take additional steps as may be necessary.
Bullock says the order gives him the ability to mobilize state resources, including $16 million in state funds and personnel from the National Guard. Bullock says the order also gives him the ability to order event and school closures, though he says those decisions will remain with local organizers and officials for the time being. Bullock says the state has the capacity to test over 1,000 people for the virus. The Montana Health Department reports 55 people in the state have been tested for COVID-19. All tests returned negative results. Earlier this week, one Montana resident visiting Maryland tested positive for COVID-19. County health departments and partners have activated local response plans and protocols to prepare for the virus. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The American Civil Liberties Union and the Native American Rights Fund are challenging a Montana law that they say severely restricts Native Americans' ability to vote. The groups filed a lawsuit Thursday, arguing a voter-approved referendum that restricts who can collect ballots and how many they can return to county election offices disproportionately burdens Native Americans who live in rural counties without home mail service. They're asking a court to block the law. Election administrators from three Montana counties told state lawmakers last month that the law is frustrating electors, suppressing votes, and is easily bypassed because people can collect absentee ballots and mail them rather than drop them off. Montana regulators have reached a deal allowing the state to enforce environmental laws at a large coal mine bought last year by a Navajo-owned company. Company executives and state officials have been at odds for months over the demands that the Navajo Transitional Energy Company waive its immunity as a tribal entity from future lawsuits. Thursday's agreements came a day before a temporary waiver from the Spring Creek mine was set to expire. The 275-worker strip mine is one of the largest in the U.S. Litigation is a tool to enforce many environmental laws, but tribal entities can't normally be sued in state court. A landowner advocacy group in Montana filed a complaint this week against Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, saying that the department has not thoroughly explored consequences of allowing free-roaming wild bison in the state. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
United Property Owners of Montana say Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks failed to fully investigate the possible effect wild bison could have on Montana ranchers and farmers in a document that assesses how the state should reintroduce the animals in Montana, if at all. United Property Owners Policy Director Chuck Deneau says the group believes free-roaming wild bison could do damage to property, crops, and livestock.
They could decimate a crop, for instance. They could cause a great deal of damage to hay supplies and other types of forage. But probably the biggest risk is with disease and brucellosis.
There are no confirmed cases of wild bison transmitting brucellosis to cattle. United Property Owners of Montana filed a complaint in Fergus County Court Monday, demanding the agency take a harder look at data and the risk of disease transmission, among other things, then revise its report accordingly. This year, the FWP wrapped up what it called an exhaustive 8-year public process studying what it would take to restore wild bison to the state. It has not yet developed proposals for potential or future reintroduction of wild bison into Montana for conservation purposes. As of Thursday afternoon, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesperson Greg Lemon said the court has not yet served the department with the complaint and it is not able to respond. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A Canadian company says it has started preliminary work along the proposed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to the U.S. as opponents wait for a judge to rule on their request to block the project. A TC Energy spokesperson said Wednesday that the Calgary-based company was moving equipment this week and will begin mowing and felling trees along the pipeline's 1,200-mile route within the next week or so. The company anticipates starting construction at a northern Montana border crossing next month. Environmental groups in January asked U.S. District Judge Brian Morris to block all work while a challenge to the project's permit is pending. Montana Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester says rural America is now a step closer to better broadband coverage. The Broadband Data Act that cleared the U.S. Senate this week is on its way to President Donald Trump's desk, where it's expected to be signed into law. It directs the Federal Communications Commission to build more accurate coverage maps. That may not sound particularly dramatic, but Tester, who farms near Big Sandy, says it sets the table for important service improvements.
The maps were really bad. They were really bad. It showed where folks had access to broadband that simply did not. My house was one of them, by the way. And so it's really important that we get those fixed before you can allocate the dollars.
The bill passed without objection in both the U.S. House and Senate. House Democrats and the Trump administration disagreed this week about how and when to best move ahead with a $20 billion broadband funding program before those maps get updated. I'm Corin Cates-Carney. This is Montana Public Radio News.